The Power FM Morning News is brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund, PSPF.
Are you a pensioner under the Public Service Pensions Fund looking to update your life certificate without visiting our offices? Well, PSPF now brings this service right to you wherever you are. Introducing the PSPF Biometric Life Verification System. Simply visit www.pspf.org.zm, click on Life Verification to self-enroll. Complete your verification using facial recognition and check your verification status by following the simple on-screen steps. It's fast, secure, and convenient. Public Service Pensions Fund. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
ERB reduces diesel, kerosene, and jet fuel pump prices, maintains petrol price. Chief Mboloma calls for peaceful campaigns ahead of August general polls. In international news, WHO chief attends opening of Ebola treatment center in Eastern Congo. And finally, in sports news, South Africa's sports minister takes on country's FA to task over World Cup visas debacle.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Mshikaina Sakala. Chief Mboroma of Luano and Mkoshi districts in Central Province has called on political parties and their supporters to conduct peaceful campaigns as the country prepares for the 2026 general elections. The traditional leader says the differences in political opinions and party affiliations should not result in violence, intimidation or physical attacks among citizens. Chief Mboroma made the remarks when he addressed farmers during the 2026 Luano District Agriculture and Commercial Show held at Tukatane Primary School Grounds in Luano District. He stressed the importance of maintaining peace before, during and after the elections, noting that peaceful campaigns are essential for national unity and development. The traditional leader further urged politicians to take a leading role in educating their supporters on the importance of tolerance, respect and peaceful coexistence throughout the campaign period. He added that political players have a responsibility to promote harmony and discourage any acts that could threaten peace and stability in the country. And within a separate development, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has reduced the pump prices of diesel, kerosene and jet A1 fuel for the month of June 2026, while maintaining the price of petrol at 27 kwacha 15 ngwe per litre. The new prices, which take effect at midnight tonight, will see diesel selling at 32 kwacha 11 ngwe per litre, down from 33 kwacha 99 ngwe. Kerosene has been reduced to 33 kwacha 91 ngwe per litre from 35 kwacha 5 ngwe, while jet A1 will now cost 36 kwacha 68 ngwe per litre, down from 37 kwacha 98 ngwe. The ERB says the price adjustments follow a review of international petroleum prices and movements in the exchange rate. The regulator notes that international prices of diesel and kerosene declined during the review period, while petrol prices increased. The board also says the Zambian kwacha strengthened slightly against the United States dollar, appreciating from 18 kwacha 97 ngwe to 18 kwacha 56 ngwe per dollar, which contributed to the revised fuel prices. ERB board chairperson James Banda says the new prices will remain in effect until the next monthly review. MTN Mobile Money Zambia has officially begun the construction of the grand prize house for its Wina Nyumba na Momo promotion, marking a key milestone in the nationwide customer reward campaign. The groundbreaking ceremony was held at Prize Site, which highlights the campaign's promise to deliver a real, valuable reward to one lucky winner. The promotion rewards customers for daily use of mobile money services like depositing funds, sending money, paying bills, buying airtime, and merchant payments. Besides the grand prize, house, customers can win monthly cash prizes totaling 5 million kwacha and many other rewards throughout the campaign. MTN Mobile Money Zambia CEO Komba Malukutila has emphasized the campaign's authenticity and its connection to customers' everyday lives. To enhance the prize's value, MTN Mobile Money Zambia unveils two new partners, Mikma, who will inject 100,000 cash into the house winner, and Chilanga Cement PLC, providing 200 bags of cement for construction. Mr. Malukutila underscored the importance of collaboration, adding that the two partnerships strengthen the campaign, ensure a quality build, and demonstrate growing support from leading brands, reinforcing MTN Momo's commitment to meaningful, life-changing rewards. In entertainment news, Zambia successfully hosted the Africa Biggest Talent Star Grand Finale 2026, where musician Wendy Mvula, probably known as Nova Amandla, was crowned the Biggest Africa Talent Star 2026. The grand finale, held in Lusaka, featured four artists from Zambia, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Eswatini. In a tough second-round face-off, Nova Amandla competed against Tanzania's renowned vocalist Saba. Nova's victory earned her a $10,000 prize, a trip to Las Vegas, USA, and a studio recording opportunity. Immediately after her win, Nova Amandla said her success showcases Zambia's talent potential and encouraged future participants in competitions to believe in themselves.
This award really just gives me an opportunity to just showcase the talent that Zambia has, and it's just something that makes me super happy to know that people were really standing behind me and that they have so much faith in me. So I'm excited to actually get into the studio and release more music, honestly. I wasn't expecting this, to be honest. So to whoever is going to do this next year, believe in yourself. It starts with you, honestly. Prepare yourself adequately, mentally, spiritually, and just have fun, hey? Music is an art, so express yourself however best you can. Make sure you connect with yourself, and then you can connect with the audience.
Earlier, Ministry of Youth, Sports and Arts Principal Development Officer Maliluesia Junza highlighted the significance of music as an art form. She emphasized that Zambia continues to recognize art and culture as key drivers of social and economic development, which are essential for the growth of the creative economy. She adds that platforms like Biggest Talent Africa provide young artists with professional exposure and a pathway to sustainable careers.
I wish to commend SASTEC Africa, the Zambia Is Possible movement, and all collaboration partners for organizing such a successful implementing this visionary initiative. Tonight is more than a competition. It is a celebration of talent, creativity, diversity, and limitless potential of Africa's young people through music, as we witness also the power of art to transit borders, unite us, as well as inspire our community. As a nation, Zambia recognizes the arts as a culture driver of social and economic development. The creative sector creates opportunities for empowerment, entrepreneurship, as well as national identity. Platforms such as the Biggest Talent Africa provide young artists with a
In international news, World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Sunday attended the opening of a new Ebola treatment center in eastern Congolese city of Bunia. The provincial capital of Ituri is the epicenter of the current outbreak of a rare strain of the virus, which is spreading faster than the response despite better organized health facilities and aid arrivals. Speaking at the opening, Tedros hailed five recoveries from the deadly hemorrhagic virus, the first of which was documented on Friday. The Bundibugyo virus, the current kind of Ebola, has no approved specific treatment or vaccine. He said seeking care early makes a real difference. He added that he thought this sent a strong message to people and that a facility likely like the new one in Bunia will help people get better. Tedros said the community was key to stopping the outbreak of the virus as soon as possible. Still within international news, the opposition Nigeria Democratic Congress, NDC, has named Peter Obi as its presidential candidate for the 2027 election, setting up a rematch of a three-way contest that defined the 2023 poll. Obi will once again face Bola Tinubu of the ruling All Progressive Congress, APC, and Atiku Abubakar of the Africa Democratic Congress, ADC. The former two-term governor of the southeastern Anambra